Yes. I'm glad that we did, because you see what that defense did to the best quarterbacks, really to ever play this game. What that defense has done to them, and it's like, you turn the film on and you see what they're doing, it's going to be tough. And that start of it, it sure was tough, but Coach Olson did a great job of, trusting in us, and he did a great job of calling plays that he knew would win, and they won. And so you got to take your hat off to Coach Ole, for that and the coaching staff, because, that's a really tough defense. Obviously, we all know that. We can all feel that, afterwards. But I'm glad that we got it going in the second half. Yeah, that's so important to slow down a rush like that. You think about how much talent is on that line, and let alone that whole defense. You have to hit some of those, and the fact that they were big plays helps out so much. I mean, they're still going to be coming. But the fact, the fact that we could hit those screens and they were big plays, that helps out so much. Yeah, so if I had stayed in the pocket, I was going to wait as long as I could, give Dre a shot down the field, but I felt an escape alley in the rush, so I escaped, and I was thinking about running, but then I saw Andre one on one, and so I gave him a chance, and he made my day by making that play. Yeah, well, I don't want to say that about myself, but I hope it's that I'm getting more mature. I don't know if my wife would say that, but, I hope that that's what it is. Coach Olson and Coach Flip work so hard at teaching me the situations of games, teaching me, when to take a sack and really when not to take a sack. There are good and bad times for both. When a play's not there, someone's free. Eliminating the hits that I take, that's something that has been number one since I got here. Protection first, eliminate every single hit that we can eliminate. So doing that, we had to throw a lot of balls away today. You have to give them credit, though, because some of them were, really covered. And we knew that that's going to happen against a top defense like they are. So hopefully I'm just learning a little bit. I hope that's the case. But, yeah. 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 Absolutely. And I can't speak for those teams. I don't know. I was not here. But what I can say is we're trying to change a culture, and we are changing a culture here. excuse me. We're trying to change a culture, like I said, and we are. So even though it's not been how we want it to be, we know that if we keep fighting, keep working hard, eventually it's going to get there. And so finishing out 3-0 at home, finishing out the way that we can, all those things are so important in building this franchise. Once we're out of the playoff run, it's kind of, you can do one of two things. You can give in, or you can, bear down and keep fighting. And, that it starts from the top down, from our head man all the way through, because I take his message, whatever he says, I go relay it throughout the week to the guys, and we go out and fight. And so we definitely had to do that today. I don't know. I made a comment on that earlier in the week, and I know Mr. Davis will do the best thing for this organization. I have complete faith in that, and so I'll leave that to them. Talk about those things, but Coach Pirano knows how I feel about him. I love the guy. We all love the guy, but that's in Mr. Davis's hands, and we know he'll do the best thing for us. Yeah, so if I would have, it would have been like last week on that third down. I got shooken up a little bit, and I was hobbling, and I wasn't the best option for us, for our team at that time, because I had to call a short pass. I wouldn't have been able to stand on it. So when this happened, my leg, without talking about the injury too much, but it was better for me to take, you know, not waste a time out there, even though, you know, obviously we ended up taking a timeout, but trying not to waste a timeout, you know, giving our team the best chance to get some yards back, and I was going to be right back in. You know, but if it was at that moment, I don't know if it would have been the best decision for our team. And that's something that, you know, we talked about last week. You know, there's no one that questions my toughness. They just say we have to be smart because on that third down situation, we can get a better play to push the ball down the field. So I was just looking out for the team at that point. Oh, that, especially against this defense. Oh, man. You know, obviously you turn on the first quarter, first half, you know, we're like, man, it's going to be tough sledding today. And our guys kept fighting. And, you know, when that running game's going, it helps everything. It helps everything out. You know, defense can't do certain things that they want to do. And then when they do try and stop the run, you can take advantage of the certain things that they're trying to do. And so, you know, Coach Olson and our offensive staff did a great job of, you know, really knowing when to call what. You know, they did a great job of it. You got to give them a lot of credit.
This team almost looks like a completely different team lately at home than they do on the road. Can you, in any way, put your
finger on what that is? We're growing. We're learning. You know, we got to learn how to take what we do here and go on the road and do it. Play with the same passion, intensity. Our coaches say swagger. You know, we have to take that, you know, the way we can play here against some really good football teams. And do that on the road. We need to learn how to do that, and it's something that we are learning to do, you know, but it just hasn't happened yet. But we know, like this whole thing has been, we're going to keep fighting, keep working, keep trying, and eventually we'll get it right.
You were talking to Sky, we're on the same page today a lot. Can you talk about the relationship with him and how he's progressed since he's been coming late to this game?
Who's that? I'm sorry. Yeah, KT, man. Oh, man. He ran a great route. I mean, if you guys replay that one again, turn the guy around, ran a great route. I told him, just don't land on the two, you know, because then we're going to run it in. So, you know, he did a great job, and he's been able to pick up the offense fast. You know, he's very smart. He's very explosive, in and out of breaks, can make great catches, as we've all seen throughout his career. You know, so we're very blessed to have that guy, you know, because he can do some really good things for us.
Do you know
Yes. Yes. I'll leave that to him. Man, you know, when the ball's in the air, I just think, don't overthrow it. You know, that's all I'm thinking. Don't overthrow it, especially when he's that open. You know, I've watched him throw plenty of long bombs, and those are just fun to watch, I guess. You know, they are. And so, but on that one, you know, he won so good. He won so good, I guess that works. he beat the guy pretty good, and so I was just thinking, don't overthrow it.
The touchdown pass to Olawale, was he your first read all the way on that?
Yeah, he's the first read there. He's the first read on that one, and then we progressed through it. But, he was number one.
You made kind of a nice adjustment to that ball.
Absolutely. You know, he started taking an angle through the end zone, you know, and I wanted to, you know, him to come flat because I couldn't see who was behind him. And so I didn't want to throw it in there and have someone undercut it, and I get booed off the field. So I made sure I just threw it flat and put enough air on it to where he could adjust, and he did a great job of doing that.
Was it nice to win the game this way where you have to grind it out? Your character is tested somewhat. And
yeah.
Really take a lead and then don't give it up. Like, what does that say about
growth?
This way?
You think about it. We had a lead in a couple of games, and we gave it up. And so we're growing as a team. Coach Brano hit it on the head last night. He said, your character is going to be tested today, or, you know, tomorrow. And it's funny how right he is when he says those things, man. You know, he told us our character would be tested. And so it's a challenge. And I take, you want to talk about my character, you can talk about anything you want. But you talk about my character and that being challenged, I'm going to answer that challenge 100% of the time. Yeah, I'm pretty confident that we're good.